Charlie Buck liked cowboy boots. He had never ridden a horse in his life, but he had 7 pairs of cowboy boots. He liked the height they gave him. With his feet up on his desk, he was admiring a new pair he was wearing for the first time, made from rattlesnake skin. A uniformed deputy came into his office. "Nice boots," the deputy said.
"Rattlesnake."
"I can see that. I got a guy downstairs, Charlie, wants to talk with somebody about the guy who got blown up on Route 59 a while back."
"That'd be me."
He swung his boots down and stood up.
"Tell you anything else?"
They started down the corridor of the elevator.
"No." "What do you have him for?"
"Armed robbery. Him and another guy tried to knock over the bank at the shopping center down on South Douglas."
"You got him good?"
"Talk about a bad day," the deputy said. "2 of our guys walked in on him going to cash their paychecks." Charlie Buck smiled.
"So he hadn't got much room to bargain."
"He's a lot of priors. He's looking at 20, easy." They got in the elevator and started down.
"What's his name?"
"Matthew Plowman. Says he's from Denver."
"In the interrogation room?"
"Not yet. I didn't know if you'd want to talk with him."
"I'll go in. You bring him to me."
The interrogation room was small, with gray cinder block walls and no windows, and only a one-way observation port in the door. There was a shabby maple table and 2 chairs. A sign on the wall read, "Thank you for not smoking." Charlie went to the far end of the room and leaned on the wall. He waited silently while 2 deputies brought Plowman in and left, closing the door behind them. Plowman was short and scrawny, with a long beard and a lot of hair. His eyes were small and close together, and his nose seemed insufficient compared to the rest of his face. He stood, not sure whether to sit, just inside the closed door.
"You got a smoke, man?" he said.
Buck nodded at the sign on the wall.
"Sit down."
Plowman pulled out one of the chairs and sat, his clasped hands resting on the table edge.
"What have you got for me?" Buck said.
"I can help you with that bomb killing on Route 59, Plowman said.
"Go ahead,"
Buck said.
"Did I get something back?"
Buck shrugged.
"Hey, I ain't trying for Eagle Scout, you know. I scratch your back, I want you to scratch mine."
"Matthew," Buck said, "you're looking at 20 years, maybe more. You and I are not negotiating as equals."
"Hey, don't I know it? I'm the one sitting in a holding cell with no cigarettes, but I can help you, and if I do, you could get me a break in court."
"Maybe." "Let me get my lawyer in here. We can work out some sort of deal." Buck shook his head.
"You give me what you got. I like it. Then we talk with your lawyer."
Plowman was silent. The tip of his tongue ran back and forth across his lower lip. Buck waited a moment, then shrugged and started for the door. He knocked, and the door opened immediately.
"Wait," Plowman said.
"For what?"
Buck said.
"I'll do it your way," Plowman said.